Welcome back to the Friar Talk podcasting YouTube channel. Today, we're going to be talking about someone that recently got a lot of praise. When you kind of started looking into his numbers, and you're like, hey, this guy has put together an amazing season. That guy is Nabil Chrismat. Now, purpose of this episode today is to talk about who the Padres are throwing out right now as they're starting pitching, and why Nabil's a much better option than like the majority of these guys. Now, one of the reasons I think the season is in such a bad spot, especially this late, even in a close wild card race, is that Blake Snell and Chris Paddock are now both out. And right now, we just saw last night, Vince Velasquez was the pitcher, did not have a good outing. We've seen that Jake Arrieta, he's had a horrible year. He's in the rotation too. And also, for like the past like 2 or 3 months, Yu Darvish battling a back injury, you know, the change in the rules of what substances are allowed, it seems to have really affected him. I think it's a combination of both. And now we have three guys in the rotation and a bullpen spot. And those three guys like are not getting it done. It's a really bad group. If you're throwing that out there as your starters, you should be at a disadvantage with those three guys right now, with the numbers that they've put up recently. You're basically at a disadvantage every single night in terms of your starting pitcher compared to the opponent. And yet Nabil Chrismat's out here having a spectacular season. He has a sub-3 ERA. I believe it was like his last 15 starts. AJ Cassavell tweeted this out. Like his last 15 starts, he's at under a 2 ERA. And up until Thursday against the Giants, he hadn't won. Like the Padres hadn't won any of those games. So you're just throwing him in garbage innings, yet he's putting up fantastic numbers. And at this point, I think he's a much better option than especially Arrieta and especially Vince Velasquez. So, Chase, what do you think, man? Do you think that they should allow Nabil to be a starter? And if they did that, where do you kind of think his what do you think his numbers would look like?
Well, he originally used to be a starter, you know, going back to his like minor league career and before he even touched like being an B player. He was a starter, I believe, in Latin America, and he looked pretty solid as a starter. I saw one of the outings where he went 8+ innings or 8 innings. I don't know if he finished the ninth, but he can go the distance. And every time he goes out there and pitches, he pitches pretty efficiently. There's not an inning where you look at, you know, wow, this guy's going to take like 30 pitches to get out of this inning. He usually does it pretty quickly. He may not strike out everybody. He may not be the flashiest pitcher, but he gets his stuff done. And, you know, we kind of just throw him out there and, like you said, in crappy innings just to kind of eat up innings in a wasted game. And, you know, he does great during them. Like, we wouldn't be anywhere we're at right now without Nabil Chrismat. Because if he didn't eat those innings and we didn't have him to eat those innings, we would be in a lot crappier situation than we are right now. It would be unbelievably bad for the bullpen. And you know what? And at that point, you got to reward the guy. So he definitely does deserve to start because we got – how many games do we have left? Oh,
I think we have like 17, 18, something like that.
Yeah.
I think it might be a little bit less.
Maybe.
I think it's 16. I think we got 16 games left.
Okay.
Actually, no, 15.
Right.
We have 15 games left. We can't afford to just be like, you know what? Bullpen for that fourth or fifth day. You can't do that. You have to go and throw out your best player. That's going to give you a best chance to win. Just like Tingler said it himself. He thinks he has the guys to do it. Nabil Chrismat deserves a start. He's the guy to do it. And he'll probably give us the best start out of Darvish, out of Arrieta, out of Velasquez, out of even a bullpen day. Let him go, you know, the 5-6 innings. The man can do it. Reward him for what he's done for the entire season.
Yeah, I think he's been pitching some phenomenal innings. He was never a guy that was going to light up the radar gun, but what he does have is he's got really good stuff. Over the offseason, we had Ryan come on, and he would talk about Nabil Chrismat. And I said this in the live stream, but we're a little more pessimistic about it just because, you know, he wasn't a flamethrower. We'd never seen his stuff, but he's certainly come in, and he's held his own so far this year. So Obviously, we all love to see that. Like I mentioned in the live stream, he's also a really good guy. So, you know, the success story of Nabil Chrismat's huge. He's this year's version of Pierce Johnson, and it's very exciting. Now, regarding the start, I think I have enough confidence in him to be able to go at least two times through the lineup. We saw yesterday, I think he might have went two times through the lineup against the Cardinals, and he had a phenomenal outing. And, you know, I don't expect him to go out there and throw six, seven shutout innings. But what I would like is if he were to make a start, which I don't know why that hasn't even been considered yet, considering the state of our starting rotation. You know, we turn to Jake Arrieta and Vince Velasquez before we turn to a guy with a sub-3 ERA throwing some really good innings for us. And that's definitely looking like it was a mistake because Vince Velasquez, you know, first three batters, three runs, holds it down for a while for a little bit, and then gives up another bomb. And that's just not what the Padres can afford right now. The Padres are a team where if they get down early, we've seen lately that it's very hard for them to come back. This isn't the 2020 Padres or the you know, first half 2021 Padres. These are the Padres that struggle to come back in that just have a hard time facing adversity right now, struggle to come back in those games. And, you know, so being able to give your lineup a chance to actually feel like they're in the game by throwing someone like Chrismat, I think it's an advantage. I think if you throw him four innings, hopefully he's able to get through that lineup twice. You know, I think that'd be phenomenal for us considering the state of our rotation right now.
So that's one of the biggest questions is, okay, if you do go out there and you throw Bill Chrismat, is he really going to be able to give you starter-level innings? I think he does a better job of that than Arrieta could do. I think he does a better job than Velasquez has done, what he went four innings last night. I mean, I think Nabil could easily go four. We've seen him go three multiple times. I feel like at least once this year he's gone four, I want to say. But I think he's done a fantastic job when he's come in. And he doesn't have to go out there and pitch perfect four innings. He can go out there, pitch, maybe he pitches even five. Because like you were saying, Chase, he went eight innings before. We've seen that he can throw a lot of pitches. He's a former starter. Now you'd have to give him, you know, a number of days off, which maybe that's what they're cautious about. But I would rather see Nabil go out there and throw five innings than Arrieta. Same thing about Velasquez. I'd rather have them start a bullpen day than putting Nabil in that bullpen day and giving Nabil a true start. So I think it gives them a better advantage. I think you look at where this team's at. We're going to see over the next 2 days are going to mean a lot for this race, but they are in such a tough spot. And Nabil is a guy that's on the roster that's pitched a lot better than these other guys that they're going to just because of, I don't really know why. I mean, I guess they just don't have arms. I guess that's really what it is. But Velasquez and Arrieta, that's a terrible off. Those are two terrible options this late in the season when you're a game back or game and a half back now, whatever it is. That's not what you want to be out there doing. Like, that's a very, very bad option. So I'm all for it. I think it gives them the best chance to win. I think it's a guy that we've seen has looked a lot better. So if you're really trying to win these games, throwing Nabil Chrismat gives you a much better opportunity than both Arrieta and Velasquez. But anything else you guys want to add before we take on off out of here?
Yeah, I completely agree with that. I think Chrismat, if you're going to give anyone another start, you know, in the unfortunate event that somebody goes down with another IL stint, something like that happens, I don't think we can really afford to see Vince Velasquez again. I just can't really grasp having a pitcher out there with 15 games left, down a game and a half to the Cardinals, one of the hottest teams in baseball right now. I can't really grasp having a guy whose best pitch is a 94-mile-per-hour fastball. We can't do that. I think, you know, Bill Chrismat has better stuff. I think it gives us a better opportunity to hang in the game. Someone whose name has been brought up more lately, Mackenzie Gore. I don't know what's going on there. It's very frustrating that they have more faith than someone who came into the year or who came into the team with a 7 ERA over one of the top pitching prospects in baseball. I believe he was the top pitching prospect in baseball. So I think that's a guy, both of those guys are going to be two guys that we're going to be monitoring over these next 15 games.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. So we'll see. Do they rock with Nabil? I think that gives them the best start. Who knows if this is even something they're considering, but I definitely think just from a number standpoint, he gives you the best opportunity and from also what he's throwing. I mean, hitters, and there's some lineups too. Like if you've looked at some of his outings, like there are definitely teams that hit him really well, but there's also teams that are built in different ways where, like, that style pitcher, they, you know, teams really struggle against him. So you see where it's at. I just think that throwing him is a much better option. And we've seen him come out there and throw three inning stints that look fantastic. So I'd much rather them do that. We'll see if it happens though. So that's going to do it for today. Chase and Isaac are going to post an episode tomorrow after the Cardinals game. And then probably they'll do one on Monday as well, kind of two segments. And then we'll be going live on Tuesday again to start that series and preview it. So that's going to do it for today. Thank you all for listening, and we'll talk back to you very, very soon.